go real high and then bring it really low. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. First of all, apologies for last week that I skipped and I didn't do one last week, but today I wanted to finish off. We were talking about the seven emotional layers of the soul, starting with Chesed and Gevurah and so on. So today I want to talk about the last two, but I also want to connect it to something very special because it really fits really well. This coming Thursday is the third of the Jewish month of Tammuz, which is the 32nd Yahrzeit, the 32nd day of passing of the Lubavitcher Rebbe of Blessed Memory, my mentor and the leader of so many thousands and hundreds of thousands across the globe. He was a phenomenal, phenomenal leader, and his leadership is felt and evolving and developing and more powerful even today in a spiritual way, as we see that the movement of Lubavitch, of Chabad, the emissaries, the army of people that the Rebbe sent throughout the world to spread Yiddishkeit has only grown. So let's pause for a moment and just talk about the last two of the seven emotions. Because the way the emotions work, I'll just summarize very quickly. We talked about Chesed and Gevurah. Chesed is giving, loving. Gevurah is more discipline. Tiferet, which is the middle, you bring them together. And then we talked about the two support ones, Netzach and Hod, the ambition and humility. Very good that they go together. The sixth one is Yesod. Yesod is foundation or connection. You see, when we have feelings of kindness, or we have feelings of discipline or ambition even, it's all very good, but it's all happening within us. The main goal of all of this is to implement it and bring it and execute it. So that's where we start the bridge between me and the execution of those feelings in the outside world. And that's the transitional character, which is called Yesod. Yesod is connection. Connection. It could be, sometimes Yesod is a reference for intimacy in relationships, it's often a symbol of the male energy in a relationship, which is the giving energy. And then the feminine one is the final one called Malchut. So let me explain. Malchut means the recipient, how it's actually taking place, how it's actually happening. So the way it works is that the first six of the seven that we've been discussing are referred to as the theoretical one, the masculine, the potential. So I feel tremendous kindness, I feel discipline, I feel ambition, I feel humility. But then it's all happening within me and I really want to execute it. So the first step to execution is the willingness to connect to what is outside of me. That's the Yesod, that's connection. And then finally, we have the idea of Malchut. Malchut means kingship or communication or implementation. Malchut is the phase, the stage, when you can actually make it happen on the ground. You can make it happen in the outside world beyond yourself. That, in fact, is what a king is. That's why it's called Malchut. So what is Malchut, a king? So a king must be very smart and must be emotionally healthy and intelligent, a real king, a real leader. But there are other wise people that aren't leaders. There are great professors that are really academic. There are people who have very, very strong emotions, and they're not called leaders, and they're not called kings. The reason is because they might have it all, but they don't know how to make it happen on the ground, right? They don't know how to actually make it, how to execute it. And that's why the first six in Kabbalah, the first six is called the masculine. Masculine, you know, the masculine energy is about giving, it's about newness. We have found this even in intimacy. It's the potential, it's the sperm, it's what you give, but it doesn't always eventuate in anything. The ability of Malchut, which is the feminine energy is about receiving that newness, receiving the energy, cultivating it, nurturing it, and producing a child. In other words, making it happen. Giving birth to it. And that's such an unbelievable thing. And that's why the concept of implementing, that's what a leader does. A leader knows how to process and not just have the ideas, not just have the potential, not just have the strategy and the amazing sort of thoughts. It's about actually making it happen. It's about affecting the people, affecting the outside. Now, I bring this back to, and I think just because it's this week, it's a great way just to bring this into fruition. And that is, I take this back to the life of the Rebbe. And I attended personally many, many talks, not just talks, many what we call Fabringens, where the Rebbe would come in and he would say multiple talks. And he would speak for 20 minutes, half an hour, then they would sing and say L'chaim, and then again and again, back and forth. And that's how Fabringen went. And if you took a snapshot, in other words, if you took the whole overview of the Fabringen, you would notice an amazing thing. On the one hand, the Rebbe was the deepest scholar. He taught the deepest concept in Kabbalah, mysticism, and Jewish law, and Hasidut, and so on and so forth. Took things that we understood till now, and he took them to a whole new depth. He would take the Tanya, which is the first book authored by the first Chabad Rebbe, and he brought new depth to it with amazing, innovative ideas. Really deep, filled with intense scholarship. He encouraged these people to learn and to pray. He encouraged the pursuit of scholarship, Jewish scholarship, and the pursuit of depth. And yet, at the same time, he was a true leader. At the same time, the Rebbe's point was, what are you going to do with it all? What are you going to do with it? You travel very deep. You lift yourself up. You elevate. You enter a world of great secrets. And what are you going to do with it? The point is not the secret. The point is not the mystical experience. The point is not the deep knowledge. The point is to bring it down and to implement it in the outside world. To make something happen, to affect another person, to do another mitzvah, to help another person. You have to bring it all, the intensity of the spiritual ideas and experiences and thoughts has to then be translated into affecting the lowest form of existence. Bring it down into the world, go out and affect a community that doesn't have Judaism or Jewish connection. Take a person who's down, who's feeling down, lift them up, elevate them. Take someone who doesn't even know how to read Hebrew and teach them the alphabet, which is an unbelievable combination. You've just spent time immersing yourself in the great secrets, but yet you go now and bring that whole love, that whole intensity, that whole spirituality you bring down to be able to teach someone the basics of Judaism. That's what Malchut is. And that was the uniqueness in a very extreme way of the Rebbe's leadership. And I want to take a few moments to meditate on this because it's such an important idea. Connecting the deepest of the deepest of the deep to the most practical and lowest of environments or experiences. I want you just to close your eyes for a moment. Relax. And as we sometimes do, turn your attention to your breathing. Breathing in and out. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back, feeling every inhalation and feeling the sensation of breathing out. Just try to breathe deeply in and slowly breathe out. Feel the rhythm of life by breathing in and out, in and out. As you're breathing in, connect to your soul. Neshima, which is breath in Hebrew, is the same word as neshama. Kabbalah teaches us that every breath has two parts. Breathing in is to go inwards, deeper and deeper to the core of your soul. To the intensity, to the godliness, to the divinity that rests deep down in your neshama. To breathe in means to go inwards, deeper, more spiritual, more depth. But every inhalation must be followed by an exhalation. Bring it back to the world. Take their intensity and implement it. Don't leave it within yourself. Share it. Elevate your surrounding. Lift up another person. Experience the spiritual intensity on a practical level. How you help another person. How you do a mitzvah. How you inspire someone that's down. Breathe in, connecting to the depths of the neshama. Breathe out, bringing it out and executing it into the world. Malchut, making it happen in the most tangible way possible. As you continue to breathe in, think of an idea that you've studied lately. Ask yourself the question, what am I doing with this? This is the rhythm of life. This is how we live, connecting the deepest of spirituality to the most tangible of the mundane. That is really the core of Judaism, where we don't disconnect and run away and escape into the world of the spirit, but we visit that world in order to bring back a new energy to change the tangible. Have a wonderful day and a good week. Oy, oy, oy.